I think it's what we have is a hugely complex system, and it's always very difficult when somebody suggests reforming a complex system like this to work out exactly how what that means and how it's going to turn out. And we've had a debate about this, and we've had a national debate which is has been polarised to some fairly absurd extremes, and some of the opponents are saying some very very extreme things about what this means and how deadly and dangerous it will be. And it's very difficult in that kind of atmosphere to actually look at what's actually in the bill, what that actually means for the services. So I think we're in a situation where it's very difficult to see whether this bill will make the NHS better or not, given all the work we've done on this. And that's why, you know, the conference wasn't persuaded by Shirley Williams that they should now vote to support it. And so they didn't. The rhetoric is absolutely extreme. I mean, this is a NHS free at the point of use, and it's going to stay that way. And the bill is about exactly how it's delivered, and in terms of the relationship between the commissioners and the different kinds of hospitals and different kinds of providers there can be. And you know, you can argue whether these things will make them better or make them worse. It's more of a continental model than the current system. But it's a direction that the NHS has been moving in for some time. Now, all the talk about America basically is misrepresentation. There's a big problem in America. They don't have health service for everybody. Lots of people are left out, and they have huge costs because of all the insurance, and they have very, very, very highly paid doctors. Now, that's not the case in Europe, and it's not the case in reforms that are being proposed here are not moving us in an American direction, possibly moving us in a more continental direction. I thought I was persuaded by Shirley Williams at the end that this bill would be better for the NHS, but I understand and I respect the decision of the rest of the conference, because you know, they weren't all persuaded. It is very difficult to see how these things would work out when you have such a complex system. And I understand that people are always going to be nervous when you talk about reforming the NHS. I mean, it's such an important service. No, there's no doubt that we have a different perspective in our party to the Conservative Party, and the original bill was very much a Conservative vision for the NHS, and it no longer is. The primacy of patient care over competition has been re-established due to the work of our Lords and our MPs. I think emotions were running very high. I mean, there's no doubt that this is a vital decision. It's possibly one of the most significant votes of the Liberal Democrat Party conference in living memory. Yeah, and if we were to get it wrong, if we were to damage the NHS in any way, we would be absolutely punished for it, and quite rightly. Well, I think what it shows is that the government's got some more work to do.